Now, Screen Australia has announced $6 million worth of funding for six projects, making it wonderful news for Australian creatives. One such group hails from Sydney's West, developing a film that's, well, it's called Here Out West. It's an anthology feature film written by eight emerging writers and associate producers from Western Sydney. And today we're joined by one of the writers, Arka Das, to talk about this project. Good morning, Arka.
Hi, good morning, Marlene. Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much for joining us. I can't wait to hear about this. Can you tell us a little bit about the film, a bit of a sneak peek for us?
Yeah, sure. I mean, I guess the story of the film is that it begins when a baby is kidnapped from a hospital by a desperate grandmother. And that event sort of impacts eight lives. Eight human lives around her, and in a surprising or affecting ways over the course of one day. So that's the synopsis of the film, and it's a drama, set in Western Sydney, of course, and written by eight emerging Western Sydney writers, including myself. I would say it's a poignant and affecting drama about family and human life, and kind of like a stone in a pond, when one event sort of leads to many other events and continues on like lots of anthology projects that we might have seen before.
And it's going to be set in Western Sydney, is that right?
That's right, yeah. It's set in Western Sydney, which is so exciting because, I grew up in Western Sydney, and it's such a, growing and buzzing part of Sydney with, I think, like 2.something million people that are living there now. And I just think that it's definitely time for it to be reflected in our cinema. And this on such a large scale as a movie, we are hoping we'll do it justice and, we'll be able to present a beautiful portrait of Western Sydney too.
Absolutely. And it sounds great, especially good for local screen story. And it's great to have something set in Western Sydney by people from Western Sydney as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that was the big thing with this project. It started as an initiative for eight emerging writers to come out of Western Sydney, and two producers as well to sort of shadow the bigger producers and the more sort of established industry professionals. And as writers, we were able to sort of, we had the freedom to sort of do our own thing. The companies, Co-Curious and Emerald Productions, were, just have to thank them, of course, for being so nurturing and having a writer's room that was so diverse and open. And so we were able to really crack this story. A couple of years ago, we started development on this, so it's been 2 years already. So it was just really lovely to have Western Sydney writers tell Western Sydney stories and also be able to bring it to the cinemas on such an emotional and large scale, hopefully.
Absolutely. And it's so interesting. I can't imagine what the atmosphere must be like while writing this, because as you mentioned, that's eight emerging writers on top of already other producers and writers involved. So there's a lot of people in that room. What's the writing process been like?
Yeah, the writing process was actually, surprisingly seamless. I think that when it started 2 years ago, 2018, we sort of did our first development session. We all just sort of didn't have anything. We came with stories. We'd all done, other work respectively, but this was the first time we were collaborating on a project that we didn't really realize was going to end up being a feature film. So initially when we started, we were just sort of talking stories about Western Sydney and coming up with little bits and pieces. And then, we have a great script producer and executive producer now called Blake Ashford, who was really instrumental in putting all of that stuff together and just weaving it together to make a really great story for us all. So over the course of, let's say, a year and a half, we kind of did more development sessions and wrote lots of drafts and went back and forth with lots of notes, as all writers do. And here we are. So I think what's been amazing is the chemistry between all of us. And that's something that you can't really, you can't really buy, I guess. So it just happened to be a thing that just worked for us, I think.
Oh, that sounds so amazing. And when are you going to start filming? I can imagine the pandemic put a bit of a spanner in the works.
Yeah. So obviously it's been a tough year for our industry and everyone involved and everyone in general. I think it's obviously delayed a lot of things, but we're really lucky in a way, as sort of we're shooting in Sydney and, you know, putting any COVID surprises aside, I think we are looking at the moment at a November shoot, so November production, which is really exciting to end the year. Yeah, so we'll be going into sort of, you know, preparations and pre-production around September, I guess, and October, and then November we're looking to shoot. And hopefully we have film next year for everyone to see, which would be exciting.
Oh, that sounds absolutely wonderful. And if any listeners do happen to see Arka and his team in Western Sydney, you'll know it's a great film happening and being created for next year. For anyone listening thinking, this is my jam, this is what I can't wait to watch, how can we keep up to date with the film's process?
So at the at this point, a great way to sort of follow it is probably jump on the, you know, the Screen Australia website has the announcement there and all the names of the writers. So maybe the best way to do it is to follow the writers. We're all sort of posting about it and sharing about it. And we're about to get into that process of, you know, for things to pick up a little bit of speed. I eventually imagine there will be some social media following for the film, and there'll be something set up for people to go and follow it. But at this point, the best thing to do is probably follow the writers on their social medias. And all the names are there on the Screen Australia announcement.
Absolutely. It's all nice and new and exciting.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you so much for joining us. I can't wait to hear about it. And you'll have to come back when it it comes out.
Yes, you'll have to have me back, and then I can plug the film properly.
Okay, that sounds wonderful. Thank you so much for joining us.
All right. No worries, Marlene. Thanks for having me.